Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Health Wealth Podcast. We've got another great episode coming this week. I'm joined by another guest who's got an interesting story to tell, which is going to be a really interesting episode. So I'm joined by Don Brown today. And Don, first off, welcome to the show, and I'll let you introduce yourself first of all.
Hey Ryan, thanks for having me. Very excited. Love your title of your podcast, Health Wealth, something I've been living by for a long time. But yeah, so who am I? I am Don Brown, aka the ab roller guy, is what people have been calling me for probably a good 30 years now or close to it. Back in the 90s, I invented a product which I think most of your parents, probably to your listeners, if they're younger than me, have heard of the ab roller, which is basically a crunch device that literally took the airwaves in the 90s, and we sold millions of them. But yeah, so that's basically my big story. I've been doing that ever since. I've owned health clubs. I've been a trainer. I've helped a lot of people really find wealth and health at the same time. So yeah, so that's basically who I am.
That's awesome.
And the
That's awesome.
co-founder of Stealth Fitness too, Stealth Body Fitness.
Yeah. Now that's brilliant. We're gonna dig into and get some of your expertise in that area. Obviously, you've got all those years of experience and that success in it. So that'd be brilliant to get into. And so, I mean, first of all, run us a bit through what your story was, where you got into health and fitness. Was it personally having to sort out your health? Was it something you're always interested in? What got you started?
Well, it was a funny story. So I started, at the age 27 is when I say I quit my day job. I graduated high school, never went to college. And my goal was to follow what my mother's advice was. My mother had me very young. Her advice was get a good job so someday you can have a pension and you can retire. So I took a job at a supermarket, bagging groceries, and eventually worked my way up to Department of Meat Cutters. I was a butcher in a meat cutting business, and did that for, geez, 9 years. But I had a passion for fitness. There was a fitness guru on television, one of the first fitness guys ever, named Jack LaLanne. All over the US, Jack LaLanne was like the father of fitness. If you Google him, you can read his story. He died several years ago, like 95. But Jack was the guru. He got so many moms who would stay at home moms just in fit, doing crazy little exercises. But he was my idol. And so I always liked fitness. But anyway, after that that job at the supermarket, we went on strike. I took a part-time job at a health club, and it happened to be a Jack LaLanne fitness center, and worked there 2 years. Eventually the health club went out of business, took all my savings, quit my day job, started my first health club. And that was back in 1986. And from there is where, I learned how to take care of people, how to really teach them fitness. This was back in the Nautilus days when the Nautilus machines were big. And that's where I started. But it was during that time that I was always trying to improve upon how people were working out and fix a problem. And where my story really began was one of my clients had injured their neck and they couldn't do a crunch or a sit up. So I took a paper clip at my desk one day and I was trying to figure out a device I could create to help support their head and neck. And I bent that paper clip into what became the ab roller and, sold millions of units. It was a crazy ride from 1994 until middle of 2000s, really, where, early 2000s when we were involved in so many litigation cases from all the knockoffs on TV, violating and infringing on my patent rights. And it was just, I learned a lot about product development, a lot about litigation. So it was a heck of a journey. So that's kind of how I started, and I've been in the fitness business ever since, right until now today. Just about 6 years ago, I started a company with a couple of my friends. And we now focus on gamified fitness. The company's called Stealth Body Fitness. And we create really cool products that use your phone and an app. So it makes fitness fun because instead of typical video workout, what you're doing now in our new company is you're playing games. So if you like playing games, you can get in shape, and it's doing very well.
Awesome. So Talk us through a bit of what was it that that brought you to where you are now with obviously with the gamification. You know, I love the idea about making exercise a bit more fun and easier for people to get to. What was it? Was there any sort of specific moment or specific point you came to where you thought that that was the way to go? And did it happen over time? What brought you to that point?
Okay, well, again, I had a company called the Abs Company, which is I started back in early 2000s, and we created core products. You know, after the success of the Ab Roller, I created a product called the Ab Coaster, which pretty much is in every Planet Fitness and commercial fitness center. It's where you work your abs from the bottom up. And so that was my focus. And then I finally said, yeah, I sell that company to one of my trainers. He took it over, still runs it today, by the way. And then I was just kind of hanging around, and an old friend of mine who used to always come to trade shows kept hounding me to start a new business because he had this idea to make planks less boring. So the idea was, what kind of product can we create to make planks so they're not so boring? So of course he called me because I've done all these other products over the years. And so we sat around and we figured it out. And we basically decided that the one device that people had with them all the time was their phone. And if we could combine using your phone with fitness device, it was fun. So we created the Stealth Core Trainer, which is basically a platform. And you put your phone on it. And then you get in a plank position. And what happens is you actually turn your core muscles into the game controller. So you're playing the game while you're doing a plank. So that was the whole thing. It was the boring plank. How do you solve that problem? Make it fun. And we did. And we've sold, geez, almost 500,000 of them. So it's been a heck of a success. So people like playing games, I can tell you that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wow. So run us through for someone who hasn't seen it. Obviously, you explained a little bit there, but what exactly are you doing with this product?
You mean how to use it?
Yeah, when they're using it, yeah. What are they going to be in for?
Yeah, well, basically, if you're excuse me a second. You get in a plank position, right? Most people who are in a get in a plank position is static. You're just sitting there, your forearms, your elbows, and it's boring. You look at your watch or a set clock, and you just count down the minutes and try to get in 2 minutes. So what we did is we created an app where there's games on your phone, just like any other app. If you can play a mobile game, then you can use this product. So instead of holding it in your hand and tilting your hand or playing games or touching the screen, you drop your phone on this planking platform. And we have like a ball and socket system underneath it. So it makes it a little unstable, right? So you have to engage more core muscles. And while you're sitting there or while you're in a plank position, you're playing the game. So you pick, we have like over 30 some games now, but you can do games like Space Invaders. So you're tilting back and forth. And what happens is your mind is focused on scoring points and moving through the game. So you don't realize you're working out. I mean, and it's amazing because we have women in their 70s who can plank for 12 to 15 minutes playing games. I mean, it's pretty, pretty wild how long you can plank. Like, I hate planks, to be honest with you. Like I said, it was one of my fitness buddies who asked me to help. I'm a guy that loves doing more leg lifts, and that's why I created the Ab Coaster. But the planking device changed my whole thoughts on that, because planks is one of the best exercises anyone can do because it's good for your back. So now, you know, I do planks. I actually like them because I can play a game for 2 minutes, and a 2 minute plank is a pretty good plank. You do that every day, you know? So that's been our goal. How can we get people to commit to a small amount of time and have fun while they're doing it, so it becomes addictive? And that's what Stealth Fitness has become.
And is there different levels? Like, if you're a beginner, would it just be that you wouldn't do it as long, or in the games, is there kind of beginner levels and you can work your way up?
Well, what's cool about the games is they're always different. So even though it's the same game, it'll start differently. But the level of fitness that you're currently at is determined really by your own level, you know, that you start with. So with a plank exercise, you can start on your knees. You know, it's a we call it a half plank, right? So you put your knees on the ground, so you take away some leverage, and you can play it as well. I mean, it's still taxing to your core muscles, even if you're really out of shape. And so it can work for anyone. You know, we have people who start a whole group. In fact, we have challenges online, and some of the challenges, you'll see that people are doing bent knee planks instead of a full plank. And that's okay. You know, everyone has the ability to compete and have fun. And then we do what we call an interval plank, where you go from on your knees to up into a full plank for, say, 5 seconds, and then you drop back down. So you're able to slowly build up to where you can do a full plank for that, you know, whole 1 to 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's brilliant. It's good that it's accessible for all people and all levels, which is great. It's what you want with a product like that. And obviously, you mentioned before how good it is for you, which, you know, we know planks are good for us, and it's good for your core. But I mean, is it working more of your body? Is it giving you, especially with all those movements, is it giving you a bit more of a full body workout as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, anyone who has done a plank or has been prescribed by a fitness trainer or a health professional to do a plank understands that the plank, because it's static and you're holding your body rigid, it works the lower back, the hamstrings, the calves, it works your quads, your glutes. So you have to tighten and contract a lot of muscles at the same time. So you get almost that full body effect, you know, your shoulders, your triceps. And if you do a push-up plank where you're in a push-up position, which you can do on the Stealth Core Trainer as well, you're getting more tricep and some chest as well. So yeah, it is a full body stimulation of the major core muscles that you can perform. We have people that actually put their Stealth in their bedroom and they set their phone on it. So when the alarm goes off in the morning on the phone, they're already down on the ground turning off the alarm. Might as well do a minute or two of planking, just pick a game and play. So it sets you up for success that way, and you're hitting all those major muscles. So even if you don't get to the gym that day, or if you're not out doing some cardio, you know, you hit some of the most important muscles in your body, you know. And we have other products too. You know, we have a cardio product we just released, which we can talk about a little bit. And we also have a Stealth Squat product, which helps really focus on working your legs while you're playing games.
Nice. Yeah, sure. Tell us a bit about them as well and how they work.
Yeah. So after the success of the Stealth Core Trainer, we decided, well, what other muscle group could we, you know, get people to do a couple minutes a day that would benefit? And to me, the squat is probably, besides your core, is one area that you don't want to lose. You want to be able to do a nice deep squat. You want to be able to have that strength in your glutes, your core, and having that flexibility and that range of motion is very important for preventing back problems, but more importantly, for balance. When you have strong lower body strength, especially when lowering your body down, which when you do a squat, you lower down. And over time, you notice that a lot of people, as you gain weight, you get older, you tend to flop down in chairs. Or you just fall into your seat. You never lower yourself. So you lose that negative or eccentric contraction. And that, to me, is by far the most important thing if you want to not fall down as you get older and break a hip. Yeah. So having that strength was important. So we said, all right, let's create a squat product. And how can we make squats fun? So we took the idea of a suspension trainer and we created a set of handles that hold your phone. And we've created games like water skiing and downhill skiing. So you basically hold the handles, lean back. It's a suspension type movement. You can attach it to any door or any fixed, you know, strong hook on a wall or a pole. And you lean back and the tether is holding you in a perfect position. You get down into a squat and now you're water skiing. And you're hitting bumps and going up and down and your legs are on fire, but you're pushing through. So it's like doing an active wall squat but not being bored at all because you're trying to, you know, hit different jumps and avoid sharks and critters in the water. And so it's, you know, 2 minutes of, imagine doing a 2 minute wall squat, right? That's painful. Well, you can play 3 to 5 minutes in the squat trainer. And, you know, get a nice deep squats. You can bounce up and down, sway right and left. So Squat Trainer is a real fun product as well.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. I think the whole gamification thing I love because though you say it can be boring, this stuff. And obviously from what you're saying, it seems like it not just that it makes it more interesting and fun, but that because you're concentrating on playing the game, your body seems able to do more than it would if you weren't concentrating. Is that what you seem to find with people?
Yeah, what we look at is stealth turns fitness into a fun game, right? And when it's fun, you actually do it. So it tricks your mind, and it really does. Like you can plank longer, you can squat longer. We have a new our latest product that we're just releasing now is called the Stealth Cycle. And we've done the same for cardio. We've taken stationary cycling and we've created a handlebar system that has resistance. So when you're tilting right, left, turning, twisting, your upper body is under tension. So you're getting an upper body workout while you're pedaling, and you have to pedal or else the game doesn't work. So as you're pedaling, downhill mountain bike riding, we have is one of our games. And there's four or five cycle games out right now that are pretty much really fun. So again, when you're distracted by the game, you forget you're working out. And we've had so many articles written for major publications, and that's basically what they say. The whole metaphor of why we call it stealth fitness, like a stealth bomber, it's under the radar, right? It sneaks in and it gets you in shape without you even knowing about it. And our Facebook group, geez, I think we have 70,000 people in there, and they just motivate each other to work out harder and try different games. So instead of like, hey, I'm going to go, pick a video workout today, or I'm going to go to the gym and try a new workout routine, just pick a new game. So that's why we create new games all the time, because now people say, oh, I'm going to try this game. And how do you try it? You can pedal, you can squat, or you can plank. And that's pretty cool. So that's the whole thing about gamification. How do you keep people motivated so they're going to do it? And I used to always say when I used to run a lot, go buy a new pair of sneakers or shorts and motivate you to go out for another run, right? You might not have felt like it. And that's what our games do. You have so many games to choose from, you never get bored. And they always play differently. So it's not like you're doing the same game over and over,
No, I mean, people love fun. People love playing games, especially in today's society. So to get a physical health benefit from that as well works perfectly, because like you say, people are going to do it. And I love the fact that I'm quite big on encouraging people to work out at home as well, because going to the gym can be hard sometimes to get to the gym and the time constraint. So I guess another benefit of it is it's something you can just easily do at home. And I think you said, it could just be a couple of minutes you need to do on it. Something like that, and you still get those benefits.
Exactly. What we tell our clients is, commit to 2 to 3 minutes a day for your core. And we say, 5 to 10 minutes of cardio, right? And squats again, any strength exercise, just a few minutes a day playing games under tension like that. It stimulates the muscles enough to improve, Now, granted, you want to be a bodybuilder, you want to, compete in heavy athletic events. Well, yeah, you're going to require a little more, intense routine. But for general health and to avoid back pain and to reduce your risks of falling, which is most of the world, right? Let's say most people do not want to work out at all. They hate it. So we said, hey, let's make it fun. Let's get you to commit to a couple minutes a day. And I think we've done a pretty good job of that, ju judging from, how many people have a stealth core trainer, and like I said, we're developing new things for our app all the time. We're trying to, our goal is to gamify all the major muscle groups, weight loss, and just walking. We're working on something right now for that, where we want to encourage people to move, but make it fun. And add a little competition. Like we have a global leaderboard where you'll see some people are crazy. I mean, they'll plank for an hour and a half. It's a little over the top, but we all have a little bit of competitiveness. Some people are extreme. But we reset the leaderboard, I think, every month, so they have to re-earn their title just so they can't stay up there forever. But yeah, so it's a fun thing, the whole idea of gamification. I think you see it more and more, on little how can I say it? You see it with different companies as well, where they're trying to figure out ways, how can we get people to work out? How can we get people to eat better? How can people, do the things that are important? Because if you know as well as I do, and I think all your listeners, if you don't take care of your own health, they're going to ruin it. And I say that the people who are destroying our food and from pushing the pharmaceuticals, they're going to be the ones that are going to steal your health and your wealth. So that's how I look at it, is you got to be healthy, and you get that in line, and then depending on what level of wealth you want to achieve, whether it's just being a great person or financially, secure to do whatever you want, it all happens much better when you're healthy.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's all linked together, all interlinked, our health and, wealth is an overall thing. With health is part of that, finance is part of that, and, your quality of life is part of that. So yeah, I agree. You've got to be healthy. And I think one of the biggest causes of death for people over a certain age is falling and breaking bones. So, working on that strength, and as you said, being able to get up and down properly, that's really important as you get older. And it sounded like from what you said that there's plenty of people of that age, 70s, and that using the product and getting great benefit from it.
Yeah. When we first launched the product, it was on Kickstarter. And we did it just to see if there was any interest. And we were shocked. We raised almost $400,000 in a pre-sale, pre-order. And we were like, wow, people really like this. And we thought it was a bunch of young gamer guys who just thought it was cool. And it wasn't until we shipped the first batch and got to know our customers that they were, 60% female, over 50. Women love the plank, and they were out planking a lot of the guys. And since then, it's more of a 50-50 now. And you see more guys competing because they realize we've had at trade shows where bodybuilders, the fittest guys, would come up and they would fall the hardest trying to break a record on the plank. And women, I don't know if it's a Pilates or yoga base that they have, but boy, some of the women can plank amazing. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's brilliant. I think it's great that it appeals to everyone and it is accessible to everyone. And I imagine that you've had some great success stories through it as well with some people. Have you seen some really good transformations of people who've kind of owed a lot of it to your products changing it?
Oh yeah, we look at our product as that sort of the spark that has led to some big changes. There's one person on our website, trystealth.com, that recently submitted his story. And it started with his wife buying a stealth core trainer and say, here, I got your little thing to work out in. And he started with that. And then he got into feeling stronger and better about himself, just that he could do it. He was amazed and motivated. And then he started eating better and walking every day. And the guy lost, I think, almost 100 pounds. But the stealth is just that first step, right? Like, how do you walk, 100 miles? Well, you got to start with 10 steps or 5 steps and increase every day. That's what stealth does. It wakes up your core and it makes you focus on your core, and it gives you that confidence to, take care of yourself, to do other things, keep moving forward. But I'm more amazed at the older population that have now improved their back strength, and they've said that their back pain is gone. They've gotten off of medications, and they've done surgeries. I mean, and even the depression, we have people talking about how the focus and playing the games, and just those little wins has pulled them out of a, boring, I gotta go do this or work out. No, I can do this. And then they go into our group with our Stealth Nation, and they meet amazing people who help motivate them. So they build these little communities and friendships, and I think that helps a lot mentally. So, those are the transformations that we've seen, weight loss, back pain gone, and then of course just core strength. And then you have the bunch of people looking for that six pack, and that's always going to require eating healthy, even though you want to think a product's going to do it. I've been in the ad business a long time, And everyone that's ever seen my products has said, I need one of those. No, you need to eat better. And then when the body fat comes down, or the you'll see those abs, because yes, our products will strengthen that core and build you some really nice definition. But you need to walk and eat a little healthier, do some intermittent fasting, and those abs pop out. And we've seen people with those stories as well. It's pretty excited. You know, we have an app in our premium membership called Hacker, where we give you these a way to track your daily hacks, like sleep, intermittent fasting, and water intake. You know, the little tiny things that add up to a lot when you practice them on a regular basis. So that's part of our Stealth Premium, or Stealth Plus, we call it now, but it's our premium membership, where it's very inexpensive. It's like $30 a year or something, and you have access to more games as well as that that app.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, health is a, as you said, it's a big bundle of things coming together for health. And as you say, you got to optimize all those different bits. That's what we try and encourage people to do as well. Is you got to optimize everything to get real health. So that's great that, you know, they're not just getting the app and the one thing with a core as well. You know, they're getting advice on all these other things, which is brilliant. And yeah, we're often telling people about eating right to get the abs out. Everyone technically has abs; they're just not visible until you change what you're doing, and then and build up the strength with products like yours as well. Obviously, you know, over the years, you've had some brilliant success with products in the fitness industry, and you said you had health clubs too. So, you know, touching on the wealth side of things, what do you think are some of the things that help businesses be successful within the fitness industry, or some of the things that helped you?
I think, you know, the most important thing, and even to this day, is you have to listen to your customer. Don't think you know what to create or what's right for them without first understanding what their problem is. You know, every successful product that I've developed or been involved with has always been the solution to a problem that we'd learn from customers and clients, you know. So, you know, that's your customer base, is finding that audience, right? So, you know, my ab roller was the answer to people trying to do a crunch without the pain in their neck, you know, and it was a lot more effective because it did have a unique rocker cam system that would, you know, mimic the spinal flexion. So, but the success comes from solving the problems, you know, find the problem that people really have. Don't assume that you think there's this problem out there and go create something and there's no one that really wants to buy it or needs it, you know? So that's been it. And you're going to have failures, right? I mean, I've lost, I can't tell you how much money in my, my journey, but well over $1 million or more that I've lost, just on dumb ideas where I thought I was smarter than what my customers were telling me. And that happens, you know, but you learn from it. You know, you have to be willing to stop, cut your losses, and move on to the next project. And know that as long as you don't quit, and you learn from every mistake, and you're listening to your customers, then you will succeed in whatever, you know, business endeavor you go after.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Easier today, I think, way easier. You know, I started, there was no internet.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine that, Ryan? It's like, whoa. I mean, you know, when I created my first success, right, the ab roller, I bent a piece of pipe from a Home Depot and duct taped it together and made a video on a VHS camera, big video, and mailed it to a company back then, Nordic Track, which was a ski. They were the only person on television selling some cross-country ski machine, and mailed it to them, and then got a phone call like a couple weeks later and wanted to do a deal with me. And that's how it all started, you know, make that prototype, pitch it to the right company, and they'll tell you they think it would work. And that's how it started, you know? So, yeah, that's my advice to anyone, is solve a problem, create a prototype, prove it works, be sure people want it, then go make it, then go invest your money and everything else, you know?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the steps, but that's how I've done it, you know?
Yeah. That's a great story. People don't know how good they've got it now, do they? Like you say, we're so connected to everything, and we've got the internet, and they could, like, is it's a different.
If I had the internet when I started my health club, I would have been Planet Fitness. I would have been in all these big chains of success because, you know, the automation of lead generation. I mean, you know, we used to go store to store and put out little paper pads with a pen and win a free membership application. You know, people would fill out a little paper card and have to send someone out to get all these little forms and then have people, the salespeople call to invite people in. I mean, wow, today it's like crazy. The opportunities today are so big. It's not like, oh my God, everybody's online. It's too crowded. You know, like when I look at what you guys were in the podcast business, I look at the online personal training business. Holy mackerel. I mean, you go from focusing on a little community where I had like 2,000 members, right? That would maximize, would drive to my facility. Now all of a sudden, all I need is a video camera and a nice little workout room. And I can have people all over the world training with me. I mean, any personal trainer right now has that opportunity because every personal trainer has their own unique personality and you'll appeal to a lot of other people, you know? And have you ever read Kevin Kelly's work? It's called 1,000 True Fans. I don't know if you ever heard of that, but he's a neat guy. He wrote something called 1,000 True Fans. You Google it, you'll find it. But it basically said, all you need is 1,000 people that think you're the best guy on the planet or best girl, and they'll buy anything from you. And you'll make over 100 grand a year. All you need to do is get 1,000 true fans who believe in you. So that happens so much easier today because you have the world, right, with a click. So, I mean, I look at what's going on. I'm loving it too. Look, I'm learning everything about e-commerce now. We have products on Amazon. We're doing all the automation emails, and it's just really, really interesting. And I think it's good for my brain, right? As I get older, I'm going to be 65 this year. And it's like, whoa, you know, but the technology's there. You just got to embrace it instead of struggle with it, which I see a lot of my friends, they're lost, but I still love it. You know, I love working with younger people like yourself who, you know, embrace it, want to share the message with the world. And yeah, great.
Yeah, I think it's always good to be learning new things and keeping your mind active as well as your body active, isn't it? I mean, in terms of, you know, talking about being physically active, what, you know, you said you're 65 or nearly 65. What things are you doing to stay fit and healthy nowadays?
Well, you know, I had an incident, can tell you my little health scare. I turned 60 and I had never run a marathon ever. I've only basically done 5Ks, 10Ks, you know, for fun. Never been a big runner, just, you know, weekend kind of fun stuff. But I did a lot of sprint training. So I religiously, at least for the last 10 years now, I do sprint workouts 3 days a week where I'll do 3 minute warm up, 30 second all out sprint. And that can be done walking up a steep hill, running up a steep hill. It can be done on a treadmill, elliptical, seated bike. It doesn't matter. 30 seconds all out, minute and a half recovery, 8 times, 20 minute total, little cool down, you're done. And I religiously do that like 2 to 3 days a week. And then I'll do some zone 2 cardio where I just go out for, you know, half hour, 45 minutes, usually jogging, walking with my dog, running up mountains with them and doing, you know, stuff like that, just to burn some time, getting my heart rate elevated. And then I do 2 strength training sessions a week, you know, right now. I used to do 3 religiously. And I think as you get older, you don't want to have as much inflammation going on. So I find that I cut that back. But, you know, back where I've changed a little bit and cut back on it is more about reducing that inflammation, right? Whether it's caused from exercise or from poor food or diet. Because when I turned 60, I said, I'm going to run a 20-mile trail run at 10,000 feet. Right. There was this place out in Montana. And I always said, I'm going to do this. So I signed up, trained, and I took 4th place for my age group at 60. And it took me 6 hours and 34 minutes. I mean, it was 10,000 feet of rigorous, crazy hiking, but it was hiking and running downhill 5 miles. But I developed something which was misdiagnosed. I had a called pericarditis, I think it's called. It's inflammation around the lining of your heart. And I got atrial fibrillation. And they misdiagnosed it and said, oh, you're going to be fine. Just take beta blockers and you know, blood thinners, and we'll do an ablation if you don't like how it feels. Because, you know, if you're on medication, it's kind of like a governor. You can't run as hard. You get winded easy. So I hated it. I just felt terrible. Anyway, long story short, month goes by. I'm in the hospital with heart failure because they didn't realize I had pericarditis. That water was building around my heart. I had a liter and a half of water around my heart, and I'm running sprints and working out and doing everything normal. So my heart couldn't beat anymore because of all that fluid. And I could hardly walk, went to the emergency room. Thank God they were able to cut me open and get all the fluid out. And that was 2019, right before COVID. I mean, I would have been doomed. It was 4 months later. Oh my goodness. Talk about the worst person you want to be if COVID hits, right? During the pandemic. So I got lucky. But during that, I learned a lot about inflammation. And I learned a lot about what's important. So to me, it's, you know, just enough exercise to cause a beneficial effect. So you're not losing muscle tissue. I mean, look, I can still do, you know, 15 perfect pull-ups. I can still run a 7-something mile. So those are the, you know, the guidelines I use, that if you have a solid base going into your 60s of fitness, then you're going to decline more slowly, you know, in 80 and 90, right? So that's the goal here. So yeah, eat pretty healthy most of the time. You know, I don't drink much alcohol, very little, but occasionally a glass of wine, a little whiskey, but nothing excessive. Again, balance me. It's all about keeping the inflammation down. I mean, I'm big on gut health, big on, you know, a lot of vegetables. I eat a lot of game, lean meats. If I eat anything, I'm an avid elk hunter. So I'm out in the mountains getting my own
nice
grass fed real food. So, you know, and that's really my lifestyle, you know, how I live today. And sleep's a big one. More than anything, boy, you've got to get your sleep. Without your sleep, I think that's, you know, the number one is getting rest so you have the energy to do all the stuff that we just talked about.
Yeah, absolutely. I think sleep's one often overlooked by people because, you know, kind of diet and exercise, people are like, yeah, that's, you know, whether they do it or not, they understand it. But I think a lot of people miss out sleep when they're talking about overall health. They don't understand how important it is, I think.
Yeah. No, sleep is like working out. You know, it's your body is doing the workout of repairing and fixing everything that you beat up during the day. So you just have to look at it as a silent workout, you know, and that's what I look at it like sauna. You know, you've heard all the research lately on sauna use. And basically, you know, in fact, I'm getting myself a new one. I just recently relocated and bought a different home, but I have always had a sauna, and, you know, it's basically a, you know, cardiovascular workout without moving. And why wouldn't you do that? You know? So that's another big part of, you know, I do the cold shower thing. And, try different hacks all the time, but I'm not as crazy as some of those guys.
Some people, yeah, go really far. Yeah, I think it's great there's so many different things you can do with health. And as you say, you kind of find the ones that work for you. And do them. And as you say, having that balance, like too much of anything can be bad. Like with, you know, even with exercise, as you were saying, too much exercise, too much, it is a stressor, too much inflammation. So no, that's perfect. Having that balance of it, I think is great advice to anyone of any age, not even just for people getting on. I think at any point in your life, you should be careful of where you're getting your inflammation from and how much you're putting on your body. Absolutely. It's the only body we get. So we got to look after it.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, my buddy, Dr. Darden, turned 80 this year, and he was sort of an idol of mine. He was one of the original director of research for Nautilus Sports Medicine back when Nautilus started in the 70s. And he always said, you know, when you're young, you know, in your 20s and 30s, you know, you could train heavyweight hard 3 days a week, beat yourself up, and your body will grow. But once you get in that 30-year old, you've peaked out on the amount of muscle you're really going to be able to build and bone density and all of that. And there, it's just a downhill, keep what you can. And then as you train harder, you know, and I always trained to failure up until about right after my scare, 60, realizing that you need more time to rest. And you don't have to do that last one or two reps all out where it's like brutally painful. Stop one or two shy. And you've caused enough stimulation for your brain to say, I mean, this is kind of funny, but here's how I look at it, right? We all have in our DNA, we're humans. That's our species, right? We're not a dog or a cat, we're a human. And every DNA in a human is wired to know when they're no longer useful. That's how I feel right now. You know, take the accidents that happen to anything, like, you know, a deer gets hit by a car, a person gets hit by a car. But if you sit around and gain a lot of weight and take a lot of drugs and medicine and drink, the DNA knows this is a not useful for the tribe human. We need to take them out. It does through a heart attack, a stroke, all sorts of diseases. But if you're active and you move and you don't overdo it and you're lifting things, I think your body signals, you know, that this person is really useful to the tribe. Keep them around. So that's my mindset on how our species, you know, whatever your beliefs are, I'm not thinking about religious here, but just the species in general, it's programmed to thrive and survive. If you send the right messages to the DNA, it's going to react back and say, great, this guy chops wood and carries water, so he's going to take care of the new young guys, so let's keep him around. that's kind of my outlook on, you know, when I work out now.
Yeah,
time
absolutely.
To go chop wood and carry water. Otherwise, you're eating the food and the younger ones are going to starve. No.
Exactly. Yeah. You've got to prove your use. You use it or lose it. I think that's the same with muscles, isn't it? If you stop using your muscles, they'll start wasting away. But if you use them, your body's gonna look after them and keep them and protect them. So that's I think it works with everything.
Exactly. That's how it works. Yeah.
Brilliant. Right. Listen. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
But before you go, just again, tell everyone about the product, where they can find it, where they can find you, and you know, where they can go online to find out about your stuff.
Yeah, the best place right now is playstealth.com. That's our main website right now, where you'll be able to see all of our products, right? And that's the best place to reach us there. You know, I'm not big on social media, like you won't find me out there much. I mean, I did write a book, which is on Amazon, called Invent Wow, Create Wealth. I've never marketed it. I wrote it more to give away to people and friends. And I put it on Amazon. And it's funny, you know, I get royalties every month, but I don't know where they're coming from. So, if you want to learn more about my story, you go to Amazon, Don Brown, Invent Wealth, or Invent Wow, Create Wealth is the book I have there. But playstealth.com, you can learn all about our gamified fitness products and how they can definitely make fitness fun in your life. That's for sure.
Yeah, brilliant. No, they sound amazing. I think everyone should go and check them out. I will share all the links in the show notes so people can easily get to that and check it out and hopefully try it out. So thank you again, Don, so much for giving us your time tonight.
Hey, Ryan, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And thank you to everyone else for listening. We'll see you again next week for another episode, and let's get optimal together.